This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Scott Wilson is the director of golf at Streamsong Resort. Earlier this week, Streamsong hosted the USGA's Women's Four-Ball Championship. We'll talk to Scott about that, but a lot more. It's a pleasure to welcome Scott Wilson back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Scott.
Hello, John. How are you?
You know, I'm great. I know it's been an incredibly busy week for you, so I appreciate you taking a little time out to talk about a great place in Florida, and that's where I'm going to start, Scott. You tell me where Streamsong is.
Well, we're located just below Lakeland, Florida, which is one of the main towns on the I-4 interstate between Tampa and Orlando. So about an hour from Tampa and an hour and a half from Orlando.
All right. Tell me about the origins of Streamsong. How did it all get started?
Well, I know that this land was formerly mined land, and the dunes and the just the presence of sand made it a perfect location for sand-based golf courses. And I know when Mosaic came in and saw the property, I know that Rich Mack, our principal sponsor and executive sponsor, I should say, he looked at it, and he, being a well-versed amateur golfer and all about the game of golf, the history, the traditions, saw the site and just looked at it and said, this got to be a good golf course in there somewhere. And truthfully, there's more than one, I believe, that we have two existing with Blue and Red, Tom Doak and Core and Crenshaw, and then a third one on the way with Gil Hands and Streamsong Black.
We'll talk about that. How did you get involved?
Well, having worked for Kemper Sports out in California, we were trying to move away from California with two young daughters, and we're looking for a location that was more on the year-round, similar to California, but wanted to get to a location that was interesting, was on the up-and-coming side, and all of a sudden Streamsong was being talked about more and more within the organization. And then when the job bulletin was posted, I definitely saw that, that this was a perfect opportunity for myself and for my family to get back to Florida, because this is my second tour of duty, if you will.
Let's talk about the resort. Let's talk about the amenities. Let's talk about what there is. As best as you can, Scott, sort of help the listener understand what you have there at Streamsong. We'll get to the two wonderful golf courses and the third under construction. But I think, having been there last year, it seems like a great place for a buddy's trip.
It is definitely a great place for a buddy's trip, but also, you know, we see a lot of couples trips coming through. We've got not just the golf, but we've got the spa and pool. We've got bass fishing right on site, right outside the lodge's window. And then we also have the sporting clays a few miles away, but still on property. And they've just added archery to the list of amenities that we can do all in one day if we want to.
I had no idea that all of that had taken place.
Yes, the archery is just a few weeks old, and I am itching to get over there and try it because it just sounds like a lot of fun.
Have you ever done it?
I have not.
Okay. Right. We're talking with Scott Wilson. He is director of golf at Stream Song Resort. Let's talk about the golf. Let's talk about the golf courses. Let's talk about the two current golf courses. First, talk about the Tom Doak course.
Sure. It was the host site just recently for the USGA Women's Four Ball Championship and held up tremendously. It was fast. It was firm. The USGA loved all the aspects of the, it's minimalist golf. And, there's a lot of fairway out there, but there's a lot of sand and hazards that can to get that golf ball, and make your shots a little bit more. You need to be precise, especially around the greens. They're beautiful set of greens, and if you're chipping and your putting speed is on target, you are going to score very well. It's a very scoreable golf course. Yep. If you're a little bit off in that department, you're going to have a little bit tougher time. I love the creativity around the greens that you have to bump and run, maybe to hit a shot with a hybrid or a six iron. You never know what you're going to need, but you got to be creative around the greens and make that ball do what you want it to do. It's going to release no matter what. So put away the lob wedge, put away the 60-degree, and just try to utilize what nature and what Tom Doak has created.
I want to talk about the Cora Crenshaw course, but I'm curious, any idea why the USGA or why it was decided to play the event on the Doak course?
It was obviously you have to pick one.
Right.
And the blue in a first and tenth tee start, the tenth tee is a little bit farther away, and it probably didn't make the decision, but it was one of those factors that they looked at and said, do we want to go to the 10th tee and make it, basically just go down the 18th hole of red and be there? Or do we want to go on red? 10th tee is quite a ways further away from the clubhouse. Mm. So it would be tougher. Now, we eventually decided to have a first tee only start, and it worked beautifully. And I believe a little bit more elevation, a little bit more changes in topography helped the visual aspect, the camera, the photographers, that kind of thing, definitely has something to do with it. And it really turned out well. For all the photographs that I saw floating around, whether it's social media or in print, I thought they turned out great.
While the event was going on earlier this week, were there still people playing Cora Crenshaw course?
We did. We did have some players on the red, and we had some of our volunteers try to make sure that there was no interference there, that it went smoothly from holes that crisscross. Mm-hmm. And there's two points on blue that do cross over into red. But, it worked out well, and we didn't have any conflicts or noise or anything like that going on. So it worked out beautifully.
There is a third course being created by Gil Hance, going to be Stream Song Black. How's it coming along?
It's beautiful. Right now, from blue number one, which is the highest point on the golf property, you can see over and you can see quite a bit of grass growing. And it's exciting. They have, I believe, about 3 to 5 holes left to spring. And then once that starts growing, then everything from that point on, building the clubhouse, the road, the parking lot, the cart barn, everything that all the other essentials that you need, that comes next. All the ordering of the product for range, for tee setup, flags, cups. It's a big job, but we're excited. It's coming along quickly, and it'll open in the fall of 17.
All right, so 18 months, give or take, from now. And anyone who's been there will not dispute Scott's fact that the first tee of red is the highest point on the property. Just when you get there and you get to that first tee, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Correction on that. Streamsong Blue.
Blue, I'm sorry.
Would be the highest.
Blue. It's you'll know for sure it's the highest point on the property. He is Scott Wilson, the director of golf at Streamsong, playing host earlier this week to the Women's Four-Ball Championship. It is a great, great destination for golfers, for families, for couples. Scott, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having us on.